Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's all.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is 8:53 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Archie Muse just put up a picture on his Facebook page for Throwback Thursday of meet and greet with Van Halen in 1992. And Mike Oliverio is in there looking more gorillery than ever. And it's Michael, Anthony, Mike Oliverio, Sammy Hagar, and Eddie in the back row, and Alex and the radio guys and Archie in the front row. It's a pretty cool picture.
Archie is the guitarist that played...
Archie is a guitarist that plays with Bleeding Hearts and is one of the best guitar players still to this day I've ever seen in my life. And I wish he still did more, which we can go out and see him play. He is a fantastic guitar player. This weekend, this Saturday night, I think it's sold out, so I don't even know why I'm telling you, but Jason Bieler from Saigon Kick and Jeff Scott Soto are doing a show at the Attic in Ybor City, which I would be at if we weren't out of town. I certainly would be at that over Kiss, I gotta be honest with you. Kiss is you've seen him one time. I've seen him like three times. That's more than enough for me, Tampa Bay. I want to make everybody aware of, a scam that I got caught up in yesterday with Apple. Apple, you don't normally get that. It wasn't Apple, it was an app. But there's a game that I can't stop playing called Bricks and Balls. And it is basically you get a little ball and you send it and it goes and it breaks these bricks and you have so many to do it, so much time or whatever. And you have to go up levels and you need some help to advance to the levels. And when you run out of points, you have to buy more and it keeps getting me. It gets me for probably about $10-$20 a month. And I'm at level 523 and I can't get past it and it's driving me crazy. And yesterday I was getting so close, and I was like, all right, I just got to pay for it because I can't get past this level. And I paid the $10, and right away I got a notification from Apple that said that I paid $49.95, and I was like, well, wait a second, I didn't do that.
That's what I got one of those for. It was like a Marvel game.
Yeah.
It was like Marvel something Avenger, and I go, I don't download this game, I've never even heard of this game.
Oh, well, I did it. I paid $9.99.
Yeah.
Not $49.99. So I was in the middle of the game and I was like, I'll look at it later.
So they're going for nerds.
Yeah. Pretty much targeted.
Damn it.
So I'm like, I'll look at it later. And then later on, I get an email confirmation from Apple for my $49.99 purchase. And I looked it up. And what they did was I made one charge for $9.99 and they charged me five times. And they've done this like three times in the past. And I'm just now discovering it. So I disputed it with Apple, but I don't know how that's going to work out. But I mean, if your kids are buying those in-app games and they're like, can I have $5 for some Roblox points? And you're like, yeah, no problem, it's $5. And then you got to look and make sure they're not charging you $50 for it, because that's exactly what's happening here. Crazy. I never thought I'd have these problems with Apple.
Yeah, for real.
Got to keep an eye on them. That was like the guy who was just invoicing all the different companies.
So
Facebook and Google and all the different ones. He was just sending them invoices, and they're like, yeah, I don't pay it. You know, $5,000 here, $20,000 there. They don't care. No big deal. Meanwhile, this guy's making millions off all these different people who are not checking.
That's a really good scam. That's clearly a guy who worked in that capacity
right.
At some point and realized that they're not checking anything. I might as well bank off of it. Smart. I like a good scam every once in a while. It's just not when it's against me.
But when you can get the big companies, that's always when you get something.
Yeah, because you get $20,000 for Apple, you don't care about it.
And they don't care. They're never going to see that.
I'm also still in the middle of a dispute because remember I had Medicine Man and Crazy Patty painted as, what was it, an astronaut and a queen? And I never got my paintings, and I'm disputing that with Apple right now. Yeah. And Apple's blaming me. They're like, we need more proof. I'm like, what? Proof of what? I paid for it on my Apple card. You saw that I paid for it. What's the proof? I have no paintings?
You want me to show you my walls? Take a picture of the wall. Take a picture of the wall and send it to him. Say it looks like this, but there would be paintings there.
Here's my proof. Nothing. Yeah, although I have to tell you, I think we're running out of space in the walls in here.
Yeah.
You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's done right now pretty well, and I think we're good right now. I think anything we move in here now, something else has to go.
I feel like Joe's corner there is a little too cluttered.
Well, because he's got equipment.
There?
Because Joe's the creator of Bone TV.
Yeah.
He has to have the equipment.
It's a little off-putting.
He has to have the one camera from 1992.
Joe's crazy brother has now emailed me again, taking all the credit for creating Cowhead TV.
Oh.
Mamma mia.
Okay.
And I had to write back and I had to tell him Joe created Cowhead TV.
The truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't know until now.
Man.
Innovator my ass.
Your brother's nuts. Your brother's lost his mind. And he started out the conversation was, we had a conversation in the parking lot of Cox in 2013.
Okay.
I go, yeah, and I haven't seen you since. I haven't heard a peep from you since 2013, you lunatic. Now you're sending me random messages at 5 o'clock in the morning. Which one of us is crazy? Mm. That's you, buddy.
He's off his meds.
Yeah, is that really
I'm
legit?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I don't know.
That's
I have no
speculation.
Knowledge.
I'm not saying for sure.
Yeah. Well, I hope he takes too many of them. You're not reading the emails. He's being mean to me.
He needs some of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
You think you'll give him a hug at some point, Joe, and say, you know, it's okay, buddy?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I
won't.
Or are you going to tell him to look at the rabbits?
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. Stare out into space. Give me a whack in the back.
You were saying Kiss is happening Saturday night, and Jason Bueller Saturday night. Also Saturday night, Fury versus Wilder 3.
Woo.
Yeah, and I was at the last one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was a 2.
Where you didn't make my bet.
Me and Swiggy, and we did not make your bet because none of us were smart enough to realize that the fight time was
difference.
Eastern time and not Pacific time.
Obviously there's different sites, different betting lines and stuff, but currently they have Tyson Fury as the overwhelming winner. They have him at minus 290. Deontay Wilder is plus 225. So if you don't know how to figure that out, that means that you would have to wager $290 to win $100 on Fury, while the bet of $100 on Wilder would win you $225.
I don't think that there's not a possibility that Wilder's going to win.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
He's a good opponent. He's a good boxer. And
he's a huge guy, and he can knock people out for sure. He's knocked Fury down before. I just think that Tyson Fury is the better fighter and has really figured out Deontay Wilder in the second fight, and I think he's going to do the same in this one.
And the best is if you haven't watched that footage of him when he got knocked down, and he does the Undertaker sit up.
Oh, totally.
You're like, oh my God, he's down. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
And he just jumps up.
And that was in the final round of the first fight.
That is right. That's correct. Yeah. So those are the last of the good boxing matches. I mean, we haven't really, outside of Mayweather, we haven't gone to a boxing match in a long time, like to make sure we're an appointment to watch it or to outside of these stupid Jake Paul things.
Yeah, Anthony Joshua, who is another heavyweight who had a title, he just got beat, and nobody even really talked about it at all, you know, outside of the boxing world.
Right.
Nobody really talking about that, but he was in contention to fight Fury or Wilder. You know, they were talking about that, but he's kind of dropped down a little bit now. But it'll be interesting to see. I think Fury's going to win. I think the majority of people think he's going to win, but, you know, you never know. It's a fight, so we'll see what happens.
It's a good bet. I mean, if you bet $100 and win $225, that's not a bad bet.
On Wilder, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that when your name's Tyson Fury,
yeah,
you already have an advantage as a boxer.
Yeah. For real. Like, you don't want to be Tyson Fury the tailor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to do Tyson Fury glassblower.
The hairstylist.
Yeah. Right. And he literally was named after Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Right. Tyson
yeah.
Fury, yeah, because his dad is a gypsy boxer as well. And, you know.
Wow.
By the way, our new band, Gypsy Boxer, is fantastic.
By the way, you do not want to fight somebody who is known as a gypsy boxer.
No.
No.
Nope.
Definitely not.
You just travel across the land earning your pay.
He puts poison in his gloves. I don't want that.
That's like that scene in the Mark, not Mark
Snatch.
Waller. No, the... yeah, well, it's Snatch, but the Jason Bourne, where he's just out fighting for cash, you know? Let's go to Travis on line one. Travis, you're on the Mike Calta Show. What's happening, man?
Good morning, and thanks for doing what you guys do every morning. I appreciate that.
Oh, thanks,
you guys were talking about the real world. Have you watched the challenge at all, Mike? I know Spanish and Carmen talked about it a little bit. They take people from the real world and Road Rules and Big Brother and put them on this, and it's called the challenge, and it's sort of like a cross between Survivor, Big Brother, Fear Factor, a little bit of American Ninja Warrior, arguably the fifth greatest spectator sport going these days. And they got a guy called Johnny Bananas. And if you ever watch the show, you'll see that this guy is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, reality show character of all time. And the show is so damn addictive. Once you start watching it, you're hooked. And they have like 37 seasons or something like that. Start around season 16, and you'll be hooked. You won't be watching anything else.
All right, maybe I'll check it out because I do like Road Rules and Real World and all that, and those characters, those are just kids who are out having fun, but they've become, you know, characters in our lives. So, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I appreciate the heads up, sir.
I 100% can tell you that I would hate a guy named Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas, yeah.
Oh, I'm the best reality bad guy. Okay, beat it. Well, who is that other guy that Danny Bonaducci slammed on his teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Fairplay.
Johnny Fairplay. Yeah.
They're all Johnnies. Yeah. They're all Johnnies. Johnny Fairplay, Johnny Bananas.
That guy was a complete and utter douchebag.
Yeah.
Let's go to Crazy Patty. Good morning, Crazy
Patty. Dearest Michael, good morning. Can I please sing a song to you? I missed you talking to you for so long all week.
Only if you first tell me. Some lady emailed me and said something that you revealed on Drew's show, some sort of ancestral relationship that you had.
Oh.
I didn't have it. My great-grandparents... my grandmother was one of 12 siblings, the youngest one. Well, anyway, my great-grandparents were brother and sister siblings. That means I am a product of incest. No wonder I'm so mentally crazy.
Yeah, sounds right.
Your great-grandparents are brother and sister?
Yes.
That can't be real.
I mean, you're talking to Crazy Patty, so let's kind of backtrack.
Yeah, my brothers looked it up on Ancestry. 23.
Oh, your brother.
And me.
Her brothers looked it up while they were in their cages.
They use their tails to type it out. Well, Patty.
Yes.
Somebody emailed me a lady who is about your age that has a prostitution ad named Crazy Patty.
Oh, no. Really?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm finding out from your neighbors you're into all sorts of weird sex stuff.
Oh, no. That's absolutely wild and absolutely never. You know that.
I don't know that. That's why I'm asking. But, okay, good to know. Thank you. That's it. Cleared it up. Sing
a song. Can I please sing a pretty song to
please
you?
Please sing me a pretty song, Crazy Patty. Please.
Baby, I'm yours.
Oh, I was so into that. What was she saying? Baby, I'm yours?
Until baby, the end of time.
My great-grandparents were brother and sister.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's the reason I have web feet in the
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I have a good exit plan for you.
Okay.
I'm going to start... Oh, you're white, though. I'm going to start calling you racist things. And
oh.
Did you see that guy, former employee of Tesla... sued Tesla saying he was a victim of racial abuse, verbal racial abuse, and he settled. Do you want to guess how much for?
$800,000.
$137 million.
Yeah?
$137 million. I would let you call me anything you wanted to for $137
million. Owen Diaz was his name.
Oh, my God. Good for him.
Yeah.
That guy went from being a...
They're Owen Diaz some money. 6 and 9 on Friday.
Wait, what?
Are we doing it Friday or
no? No, we don't have... No. Oh, yeah, we are here Friday.
We do it from Vegas.
But oh, Bob Saget's here.
Yeah. No. Bob Saget is here what time?
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing you guys to do it. I'm just, the people want it, but, if you want to...
I don't think the people want it anymore.
Not to it. Oh, they do.
No.
Gio's was my favorite when he did it live and drunk.
Can we do him drunk again?
Yeah. That was great. Sure.
I assume you do all the time. That's why they're never good.
I love when I say something on Twitter or something, and somebody just writes back, save it for 6 hours.
Oh, man.
We can't do it this Friday, and then we're not here next Friday.
That's what we have to do in Vegas.
We'll be overdue for one, though.
Yeah. We'll do the 12 at 9 when we come back.
No. You sure we don't want to start doing 6 and 9 on Monday?
Oh, I'm positive. The less I need is more stress going into a Monday show.
6 and 9 on Thursday?
Yes. Sunday depression's tough enough.
Yeah.
True.
Have to write bad jokes on top of it. It's awful. Do we know? Are we going to have how are we going to do karaoke? We have to figure this out.
Well, you guys will have to do it from there. You'll have to have the music there. That way, there's no delay. And then Carmen and I can do it here. If we're doing it live, if we want to do it live, that's the way to go. Otherwise, we can always record it and play it and do it that way.
Yeah, I would think that we'd have to do it live. Live will probably be better.
All right. Well, then you have the songs there for those guys that are going to be there. Or we do a house party and do it, you know, since it's a...
What's the parameter for...
well, you said Vegas. I assumed anything that has a song to do with Vegas or gambling or Vegas icons, Rat Pack, Elvis, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's pretty open.
Okay, that's what I think, too.
People who've had, like, residencies in Vegas.
Yeah, I think that works. Okay. Like, my wife said to me, why don't you do a Britney song? I'm like, what does that have to do with
Vegas?
That's
what I thought about doing.
She did a residency there.
Sure.
Yeah. And J-Lo did one. There's been a bunch of people.
Well, I mean, let's try to make it as Vegas as possible.
Yeah, try to be as Vegas-y.
Yeah, as Vegas-y as you can. Did you see the pictures of Britney Spears' children?
Oh, my.
No.
Okay, she's losing it.
Told you. Now she is.
I thought you were Team Britney.
Yeah.
Carmen?
I am until what Mike is talking about. A little weird.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the fact that there's a couple of pictures of her sons that made it to social media, and they're like grown up now. They're in their teens. One's 15 and one's 16. Sean Preston Federline and Jaden James Federline are both 15 and 16 years old, and they're like my son. They're large, tall, like men now, you know what I mean? And their mother is doing naked pictures on Instagram.
Yes,
every
finally.
Yesterday, she posted a video of her in like a doll.
That was so weird. Insane.
Yeah. And that is, yeah.
Well, I saw the video of her dancing the Nine Inch Nails where she had like underwear on and then like fishnets over top of it. And she just kept on pulling them down and looking at the camera. Pulling them down and looking at the camera and then doing weird dances. Yeah. And
she made the pose that said, I had a baby, y'all. Yeah. And it was her dancing with a baby doll.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was bizarre.
And then, it goes on. It goes, my first, which we know she has multiple children already. And she says, I'm turning 40 this year. So maybe it's a little... I don't know.
I don't. All I know is that her sons they're men now. She's got two tall sons with long hair. I mean, like they're legit and they're good looking kids. And I mean, think of this, Spanish.
Yeah.
Is there any chance? Hear me out first, okay? Is there any chance that your mom would do one of those Britney Spears videos where she just covers her boobs and spins around for Instagram?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you think it'll take? No, obviously she's not. But I mean, I was trying to think of all the moms on the show. Yours would be the one.
I appreciate the compliment, but...
Joe's mom's 84, and her brother's going to kill her.
If she didn't have her current job, I think, you know, she might...
What if we blur her face out?
Ooh.
No.
They can't recognize her.
What I'm saying is, what would you think to look at it when you look at it?
Oh, my God, I would be devastated. I'd be like, If I went on Instagram one day and my mom had done something like that, I would immediately call her and I would say something like, Mom, what
are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yeah, what is happening? What did Dad do something? Like, what is going on?
Do you need help?
Yeah.
Yeah, but also you grew up with it, so I don't think it would be that big of a deal. You go, yeah, it's Mom. That's what Mom does.
I don't know. He grew up with his mother doing a stage show, and now she's just in a room taking her clothes off, taking pictures of it. There's a big difference.
If you found out she had a very lucrative OnlyFans account for the last year and a half.
Devastated. Yeah.
But also, this has been going on. We think that it's, you know, just kind of like new, but this has really been going on for, what, 5-6 years more?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So think about that. You know, the kid was, what, 10, 9 years old, and so for the past 6 years, this stuff has been going on. Almost half his life, that's his mom. That's what Mom does. Dances with a baby doll.
At least he's got his dad, Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, seems to be a good dad. Doesn't he have custody of the kids?
Yeah, and he does seem to be a very good hands-on type of father.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know, but these kids look pretty well-adjusted, but I don't know them. So.
Mamma mia.
But, man, I can't imagine. Now, Spanish, as embarrassing that would be for you, imagine that this happened when you were in high school.
I would be, like I said, I'd be devastated. I'd be devastated.
I didn't like when my mother would say hi to my friends in high school.
Oh.
You know, my mother, we always used to call my mother Miss LaRusso, like from the Karate Kid. She'd always be like, hi, you kids want to come over? You know, like she was always so nice, but when you're in high school, that's the last thing you want to hear.
Yeah,
so.
Or that not only is your mom Britney Spears and you're in high school, but now she's Britney Spears and she's posing nude for everybody.
Oh, and she's really, and it's beginning to be unsexy. It's like weird, unsexy Britney Spears.
Yeah. Like, I would imagine that when they go to class, someone has a printed out picture of one of her Instagram poses and is just like, hey, what's up?
How about this?
What's up, crazy mom kid?
Yeah, do you think that they go to class? Like, do you think that they have to deal with that?
No, I guess you're probably right.
I'm like, I don't know. If I was the father, I'd probably be like, don't put them through that. Let's just keep them here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen these kids since they were little babies, so I had no idea that they we're grown-ups and having to deal with this stuff as well. And what do you think Kevin Federline gets money-wise?
Oh, I bet he gets a lot of money.
Well, it says that he's worth $1.5 million, so I don't know how much.
Yeah, but they probably also have to pay him monthly because he takes care of both the kids.
Right.
So.
Didn't he try to fight for a ton of money when they got divorced, and then she... They went to court. I remember it was like a court battle.
Britney Spears reportedly pays $20,000 monthly to Kevin Federline for child support for their two children. And that's of July 1st, 2021.
That's nothing.
Pretty good gig if you can get it, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good gig. I would have taken her camping and pushed her off a cliff.
Yeah. What about, didn't Elon Musk just break up with his, Grimes? So she's set too.
She's got a kid too.
Yeah, so. With him. So they're good to go.
By the way,
but they weren't married, were they? They were
just
dating.
So.
I thought they were.
Were they?
No. I think they just had the kid. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. The kid gets you.
Yeah. By the way, her paying him $20,000 a month, that is $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she's paying, you know, almost.
And you can easily take care of a family with that without any other income.
Yes.
For sure. But I bet you he also got a house in the deal and some cars and stuff. So. Must be nice, a little backup singer. Then he got fat and he was like, I don't care, I'm really rich.
I'm raising backup my kids. Singer, backup dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's I meant dancer, yeah.
And she was in her prime then.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Tight.
And how does that guy get to be a backup dancer? Like, what do you, like, you know, he had to start, like, in his teenage years dancing, and then the parents were like, you should be a backup dancer. Like, how do you even
I would imagine it's a lot of just open calls, and they go and they pick him, and then he gets on this thing, and then that's on his resume, and they're like, oh, okay, this guy was in, you know, these three things.
Can't you think anything that's so further removed from our life?
Yeah,
but I mean, a dancer for Britney Spears, you know?
You know that Danny girl or whatever, the one that did the commercial with Bert, or who Bert did his thing with?
Yeah, the
who's super popular
dance video thing.
Yeah, so she's actually a backup dancer for Justin Bieber, and that's how she kind of got her little fame. And then she's also a choreographer, and, you know, then she puts out some Instagram videos of her on tour, and then she blows up.
Right, which that, I'm sure, helps blow up and do all that stuff. By the way, I don't know whether you guys know or not, you're talking to a guy who thought for sure he was going to be a tap dancer when he came
out. What?
Yeah. Gregory Hines over here. Nice. Oh, yeah. I wanted to tap dance whenever. I never actually took any lessons or anything, but there was a good month where I was like, I'm totally going to be a tap dancer. Well,
that's funny.
Remember Hoppy did?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hoppy was in
it. I think he did jazz, though. I think he did jazz.
Okay.
What did you want to do?
I just want to do straight up tap, like Gregory Hines or Sammy Davis Jr. or any of those.
What's the difference between jazz tap and straight up tap?
I have no idea.
The soul behind it?
Shuffle deep, deep.
You need sand. You got to throw sand on the ground with one of them.
No, that's a myth. David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth did that, man.
Put a little salt on
sawdust.
Get some sawdust and
Salt and pepper.
Clear staff and go to town.
What a weird. Dude. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I told you I was listening to Drew a little while yesterday. I had no idea that Drew and Matt from Hornblasters were such good buddies.
Me neither.
Drew made several comments during the thing. He was like, oh, that's my boy. I love Matt. I was like, I never knew. Seems like a good pairing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have some stuff to give away. We will do that with a little game that we'll play. I know we were going to play one yesterday, and we ran out of time. So let's do that. When we come back, we'll give you an opportunity to win some tickets. We do have tailgate tickets to give away as well. We'll play a little game when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.